This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1947. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. First and foremost, shortwave. On this edition, recorded September 10th, Australia, Bahrain, Bangladesh, Bulgaria, Cuba, India, Kirisimas, Madagascar, Nigeria, Papua New Guinea, Paraguay, Sudan, Taiwan, UK, USA. Also Brazil, China, Germany, Korea South, Maldives, North America, Tsar, Vatican, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Since last week's World of Radio 1946 was a pre-production, this week on 1947, I'm attempting to cram in 2 weeks' worth of new material. And I'm producing it a day earlier than usual, on Monday, September 10th, with the objective of allowing the first broadcast instead of the last to appear on that good frequency across North America from WRMI 7730, UT Tuesday, September 11th at midnight 30. Not sure whether I'll continue doing this in weeks to come, however. Reminder that we are now also broadcast on WINB Pennsylvania 9265. Thanks to Tim Gaynor of Unique Radio Australia, who has added World of Radio to his 2.5-hour program block on WINB, which is Saturdays from 1100 until 1330 UT. There are 3 DX programs in the middle, including World of Radio at 1230 and his own musical program during the first and final half hours, that is at 11 and at 13 UT. In Australian DX News, Ruman Pankov in Bulgaria has news about Bahrain on 9745. He says it was reactivated as of August 19th, heard at 0501 with non-stop disco and rap songs in Arabic and seldom in English. He was not sure which program they were relaying, but it seems to be the second program, or Shabab FM in Arabic, replacing the first program in Arabic. And remember that this is reportedly in compatible USB only, no lower sideband. Here in Oklahoma, I'm starting to get a barely audible signal from Bangladesh Betar in Urdu at 14 UT on 15505. I tune in a few minutes early. August 30th, there was a 1 kHz tone already broadcasting from 1356. Then they play a bit of their halting interval signal and a miss time signal, which I'm finally having a chance to accurately pin down, on August 30th. It ended 8 seconds late. And on September 1st, it ended 2.5 seconds early. Radio Taiwan International has been trying a different relay site to reach Germany. According to Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria, the tests were scheduled for Fridays and Saturdays, September 7th, 8th, 14th, and 15th, 19 to 19:30 UT, on 5900 via Bulgaria. They already have a 1-hour broadcast in German via Wolverton, UK, at the same time, 19 UT, on 6185, but the test transmission has different content. Here's another anomaly from Radio Havana, Cuba, where something is always wrong. The 12,000 kHz transmitter puts out spurs, which, however, are just barely audible compared to the big signal on the fundamental. I heard September 2nd at 0146 in Spanish. They are equally separated 114.4 kHz above and below, which means 12114.4 and 11885.6. But the Radio Marti is also imperfect. August 30th at 0423 on 7435, I was hearing some strange fill music, electronic and keyboard with no announcements, pauses between tracks, and way over the jamming, and some of the tunes repeated, and this continued past 0500. A sesquihour later, they were back to normal programming. I assume that Radio Marti transmitter site in Greenville had lost the program feed from the Miami studio. The Cuban jammers also exhibit some strange behavior, especially on Radio Martí frequencies, when they're still going, but Martí has finished that particular transmission. September 5th, around 22:15, I was hearing a variety of beep pitches, both on 13605 and 11860. There was one at a time every few seconds. They were really carriers at slightly different offsets from the center frequency, but audibilized with BFO tuning. I recently suggested that Radio Martí should add relays via WRMI if they were really serious about better coverage into Cuba. Guess what? They've done that at least during baseball season in September. Alan Pennington reports that Jeff White said at the EDXC conference in Slovakia that there are Radio Martí tests on 5950 from WRMI Sundays from 20 until midnight UT, and Tuesday into Wednesday between 23 and 02. That apparently is time when there are likely to be silly ball games. But that also risks drawing jamming to another frequency where we don't need it, 5950, which continues with a non-Martí schedule the rest of the week and the rest of the days. Voice of Indonesia continues to broadcast only via the Palangkaraya transmitter, intended for domestic use, on 3325. September 2nd apparently was an especially good date to be heard in Western North America. Ron Howard was listening to the English broadcast at 13UT and provides quite a bit of detail about what he heard. And of course, they were still announcing the long-abandoned frequency, 9525. One of the topics was the closing of the Asian Games and Today in History, and also heard by Mick Delmage in Alberta. As a sign of seasonal improvement in medium wave DX propagation, I've been hearing the just barely audible carrier on 846 kHz before and after 06UT, which has to be coming from Radio Kiribati on Kurisimas Island. Yes, it's just a carrier, but there are a few other stations which it could possibly be coming from. There's some further ones in the South Pacific, and the European ones are all low power. So see if you can get a carrier, even in Central North America, on 846 kHz. The distance from me is 7.2 megameters. Seldom reported lately from North America, but from South America, São Paulo, Rudolfi Grimm has Radio Madagascar on 5010. On the 3rd of September at 0339, with a mail talk and instrumental music. That's in the Radio Scudas group. As I recall, the frequency used to vary and the modulation was defective. Voice of Nigeria has reactivated its 31-meter band frequency, 9690. First reported by Mark Cody in the Ontario DX Association, September 2nd at 1916, during an English broadcast. He says, what a pleasant surprise to stumble across this one, as they are not listed in English at this hour. This is followed at 1930 by Fulfulde, and at 20 to 21 by Hausa. Unfortunately, Radio France International is also broadcasting in Hausa for half an hour at 2000 on 9690. The Nigerian frequency is actually off to the low side slightly, around 9689.92, and then heard by a number of other listeners, including myself. This, of course, is on AM, while the DRM transmitter has also been active with that same English broadcast at 18 to 1930, around 15120, as noted by Torsten Hallmann in Germany, among others. From radioinfo.com.au via Artie Bigley, PNG's NBC Western is to reinstate shortwave services on Daru Island. That story as of August 31st. What's the frequency, Kenneth? They never get around to mentioning it, but we know that their former frequencies were 3305 and a daytime frequency, which probably wasn't very active, 6080. So keep an ear on those for return of Radio Western in Daru, Papua New Guinea. Ron Howard has been looking for it and not heard yet. from Thomas Nielsen in Sweden via RealDX, via New Zealand DX Times, Radio Nacional de Paraguay has inaugurated a new 100 kilowatt transmitter a month or so before, often noted on 920.001 kilohertz. During installation, both the old 20 kilowatt transmitter, offset at 919.926, and the new one were heard simultaneously in the south of Sweden. The old one still in use during parts of the day, but lately he'd only been hearing the new one only 1 hertz above frequency. Sudan Non. Chuck Albertson forwards a story from Al Jazeera about Radio Dabanga, which broadcasts to the Darfur region on shortwave from studios in Amsterdam. It's titled, Is Darfur Losing Its Media Lifeline? Radio Dabanga. Despite the critically important role that Radio Dabanga has come to play for Sudanese audiences, the station now finds its future under threat. It relies on funding from a consortium of EU states and NGOs. But European governments and the Sudanese authorities are now working together to fight terrorism and migration, which is having an effect on the station's funding. It's drying up. It could mean that Dabanga's days are numbered. Richard Cuff in Pennsylvania says a company called Encompass, which is a USA-based provider of media distribution services and solutions, is buying Babcock Media, which operates the BBC World Service transmission site outside of the UK, Ascension, Cyprus, Oman, and Singapore, and owns the remaining one in the UK, Wooferden. It would seem to be a logical move. Babcock has its roots in construction and engineering, whereas Encompass is specifically a media content delivery provider. So these transmission assets would be complementary to what they already do. Kai Ludwig in Germany replies, Encompass says their reasons for purchasing Babcock's media services, but does not mention the word radio at all. It seems to him that radio distribution would in the future be just a legacy service, kept in the same way that Babcock already keeps traditional stuff of World Radio Network after they likewise took over that company 3 years ago. I've been hearing the Marine Weather Center in Lakeland, Florida, call sign WCY, at the same time on two frequencies around 13 UT, such as on September 5th, 8137, and 12350 USB. It's a live contact with clients paying for the service, giving marine weather info to vessels in the Caribbean. WTWW is not exactly a DX catch for us, but here's a very unusual report of it from Rob Wagner in Victoria, Australia. 5830, he was hearing August 25th, a very weak signal, at midnight 10 UT. That's 10:10 a.m. local time. It faded by midnight 25 and was the only signal on the 49-meter band at that time, of course, long after sunrise there. I say that must have been via long path across the entire Atlantic, the entire continent of Africa, from Ifni to the northern tip of Madagascar, across the entire southern Indian Ocean into Victoria. The approximate long path distance, 15,297 miles. Meanwhile, as of September 2nd and 9th, I was no longer hearing the Southern Talk in the Midnight, the weekly show they had been running on 5085 between 05 and 07 UT Sundays. Just back to rock music, at least part of that time. Via International Vacuum, Internet, AM, FM, and Shortwave, World of Radio 1947. Also bringing you the non-commercial website, worldofradio.com, and the non-commercial publication, DX Listening Digest. Our thanks this week for financial support from Keith DeLong in Freeland, Michigan, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. One may also contribute by money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702, USA. The first half of this program contained information already published in DX Listening Digest number 18-36, which I could not use last week. Now the rest of this program will be from the newer DX Listening Digest, number 18-37. Ron Howard in California says, recently 4KZ5055 in Queensland, Australia, has become a regular station I enjoy as they play many songs I haven't heard in a long time, such as September 5th from 0948. I'll just mention the artists: Celine Dion, Alan Parsons Project, Lionel Richie, Mamas and the Papas, Oak Ridge Boys, Elton John, and Kiki Dee. And the next day on September 6th, it was heard with above threshold level audio as early as 0750. Before 1100, they played some Tom Jones, and then some news, sports, and weather. From Bahia, Brazil, Jorge Freitas tells us he's heard Rádio Inconfidência, Belo Horizonte on 15190, September 7th at 14:16, with a football broadcast, or at least it was excerpts of a game. He says, what a surprise. It's been many years since I've heard it on 19 meters, a weak signal even there, but constant modulation and some fading, and it's improving. If you hear two stations mixing on 6035, it's not necessarily BBS Yunnan China and BBS Bhutan. The latter may have already signed off after 1200, because Ron Howard in California reports on September 6th he was hearing FM 99 relay, but something else in Chinese, and concluded it was two different audio feeds mixing from the same transmitter in Yunnan. But it was back to only one feed the next day. On Friday, September 7th, after 19:30 UT on 11860, Radio Marti and Radio Havana Cuba completed their fourth week of colliding directly on the same frequency. But Marti still takes Saturdays and Sundays off. And of course, there's additional Cuban jamming, even if it hits RHC itself. How much longer will this go on? Is it a result of incompetence, or is a strange game being played between the opposing sides? Alan Gale in England keeps an eye on the Twitter feed from Channel 292 in Germany, 6070. And on September 6th, he found this. Due to work on our antenna systems for our new second frequency, 7440, we might be off air for some time during the coming weeks. We hope to start broadcasting on 7440 at the end of October. I wonder how they chose 7440. Well, there's not too much co-channel interference to be expected, at least in the current HFCC registrations or the NDXC listings. There is China Radio International between 12 and 14 and 20 and 21 UT, and VOA Thailand and Burmese between 23:30 and midnight 30. Regarding a new program on Channel 292, 6070 in German, called Die Schleichfahrt, Roger Tyre in Germany explains that despite Google translating it as creep speed, a more idiomatic translation would be silent running. It's very often used in conjunction with submarines, that is, attacking enemy ships from ambush. Nothing to do with speed, but to position and acting secretly. And after having listened to it, Roger Tyre reviews it. My impression is that it is pseudo-intellectual gibberish, as it can be read on their website, schleichfahrt.net/sf/show. These are two guys who like to hear themselves talking, a pure waste of time, given the late time transmission on a 49-meter band frequency from Germany and a correspondingly large dead zone. It's also a waste of electrical energy. Maybe their sayings are funny for peers, but which millennials own shortwave radios? Ron Howard in California notes that Voice of Freedom from South to North Korea has gone back to an alternate frequency, replacing 5920, now 6045. First heard September 6th, closing at 0805 UT with a very nice song called Beautiful Country. But the carrier remained on until they resumed programming at 0858 with a singing station jingle, time pips, and as yet no North Korean jamming had caught up with the new frequency, nor had it on the next day, September 7th. I recently remarked that there are hardly any CW ID markers to be heard on the marine bands anymore. They start out with VVV or CQDE, and Jari Sabolainen in Finland replies, CW is mostly gone. Some coastal stations still run their CW call signs during teletype markers, such as TAH in Turkey and XSG and others of China. The last remaining real CW marker of maritime coastal stations seems to be Seoul Radio South Korea. They run continuous CW markers on various frequencies with different HL starting call signs. But he says, I've never heard any ship-to-shore traffic from them for years. In the ITU, I looked up their frequencies, and I'll quickly reel them off. The listing also has the hours of operation. Some are 24 hours, some are day only or night only. 8484, 12916.5, 22611.6, 12935, 16910, 12843, 16990, 8636, 17130, and 12923. Seldom can we utter news about the Maldive Islands, but thanks to Sarat Wirakun of the Union of Asian DXers, via BCDX and Wolfgang Büschel, we have this news about their main medium wave frequency, 1449 kHz, Voice of Maldives, 10 kW. He says it's now off the air. The station is in the process of relocating antennas of its medium wave transmitter from the eastern edge of Mali to Tilafushi, about 7 kilometers from the Maldivian capital. 1449 expected to resume broadcasts from 15 September, once the antennas are installed on that artificial island built on reclaimed coral reefs, used by Mali Municipal to dump garbage. The medium wave antennas of Voice of Maldives were operating in an open space in Henveiru area, east of Mali Island, very close to the seafront. Filed under North America from the September issue of Messenger of the Canadian International DX Club, Free Radio Scene editor Chris Lobdell opines, standard disclaimer, the letters TDOA caused an uproar in the pirate community in mid-July. What do they stand for and why were pirate ops upset? It's an abbreviation for Time Difference of Arrival, a software program working with a Kiwi brand of SDRs, which are online throughout the USA and around the world, a direction-finding program enabling one to locate the transmitter site of the station being heard. Why is this bothersome to pirates, since the FCC has a much more accurate system? The whole thing about shortwave pirate radio is to be in a secret location. One operator said he's retiring from the hobby. Others are staying off the air for now. Activity on the pirate bands has decreased. How will this affect pirate radio in the future? It has the ops scared, but they should not be. The FCC is not going to use this info. It's a mindset. Pirate ops don't like the idea that you know where they are, but I'm afraid they're going to have to get used to it or go mobile. Via Paul Reinersch, ADX via BCDX. The former medium-wave mast of Heusweiler Saarland, 1422 kHz, is going to be blown up the evening of September 21st. From The Guardian via Eric Flodane and Kim Elliott, the BBC World Service introduces a new signature tune to be played at the top of every hour, replacing Lily Bolero, which, however, had not been used much for the past few years. We've not yet heard it, but it was to start September 10th, and we suspect it would be very similar, if not the same, to that used by BBC Television. One very well-known BBC World Service frequency is 9410. It seems it's been on the air forever, originally from the UK only. Mark Cody picked up a couple of transmissions on September 9th at 20.03 UT. He says the site was from England, but at 01.42 UT it was via Uzbekistan. That led me to check the HFCC listings for BBC on 9410, and I put them in the new DX Listening Digest, but there are a whole bunch of different sites depending on the time of day. Is it really necessary to be that complicated? Here are the sites. Uzbekistan, Oman, Madagascar, UK, Singapore, and South Africa, and UAE. About the possibility of the WWV time stations being defunded, Richard Cuff has these comments. The NIST budget for the present fiscal year, as submitted, did not include funding for the stations. But once the budget was approved, funds were shuffled around and the stations remained on the air. All this apparently happened under the radar last year. No one in the hobby noticed. It's important to note there are plenty of industrial and scientific users of the time and frequency stations other than us hobbyists. So this process has happened before, with the WWV stations left intact and is supported by the numbers. It might not be a bad idea to send letters of support for WWV et al. To the AAAS and AIP, as they are lobbying organizations that are well-versed in these processes. Of course, all this doesn't guarantee a thing, especially given the tumultuous atmosphere in the U.S. government. Please note that another world of radio broadcast has been replaced by something else on WRMI. That is UT Monday at 0130.5 on 5850 and 7780. We also have a problem being heard on 9330 via WBCQ. There was an attempt to broadcast World of Radio on Friday, September 7th. However, the cacophony from the Overcomer Ministry was still playing on the same frequency at the same time. We continue to suspect that some of the language services on Radio Veritas Asia Philippines have continued despite the close down of their transmitters in that country, that is, via the Vatican, since they are Catholic programs. Everything points to the Vatican being the site for the broadcast, presumably in the Kachin language at midnight UT, September 9th, on 9700, putting in very good reception here, as from Europe, as opposed to what it would be like direct from the Philippines. 9700, however, replaces 9645, which had also been listed as Palawi, Philippines. There have been lots of reports from Europe on 5005 kilohertz in the evenings of a station playing nothing but music or comedy or other things, at first assumed to be Equatorial Guinea, but later assumed to be a European pirate such as Dance Wave Radio, according to Alan Pennington in the British DX Club. From TVtechnology.com via WTFDA VHF UHF Digest, WKAR, Lansing, Michigan, is the first PBS station to gain FCC authorization to test ATSC 3.0 broadcasts. They're to be launched this month, with a license possibly renewed for 6 months. ATSC 3.0 is the next generation of digital television, which of course will require new transmitting and new receiving equipment. Via ARRL and Mike Terry, the Royal Observatory of Belgium's Solar Terrestrial Center of Excellence has asserted that the reverse polarity sunspot group 2720 observed in late August belongs to the current solar cycle 24 and does not represent the start of cycle 25. The propagation outlook from Boulder, moderate geomagnetic storm expected September 11th, with ANK indices of 35 and 6, then declining to G1 level, minor, 15 and 5 or 12 and 4 through September 14th, and again September 22nd. Solar flux dropping from 70 September 12th to 67 by September 23rd. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1947.